Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Footy Casuals. So we are back once again with another prediction video. I'll say reaction, but no, not just yet, but a prediction video. So, yes, are you excited, Brian, for once again another prediction?
I am, actually, and I'm actually excited because it's coming home, literally.
So, England's going to win the Euros?
No, it's actually coming home. The goats of soccer are going to bring it home.
I don't know if you want to say it, it's the home, but all right. But, yeah, we are going over the Copa America. So, this is one competition. Well, not competition, but I don't know about Brian. I feel like he's a little more knowledgeable with the players on this side. I'm a little more knowledgeable when it comes to the South America and North American teams. I don't know, because, you know, like, they face each other so many times, you're so used to it, as opposed to, like, no offense, some of the, like, the European teams that are, like, not, that are a little obscure, you know, like, as we were going through the previews for the Euros, I was like, bro, and then I was, like, watching some of these, like, recaps and highlights, and I'm just like, there's so many players that I forgot existed that played for these respective teams, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, but I don't know any of the players on this team because they're kind of trash, and I was like, oh, I just forgot about this guy, this guy, and this guy. I'm like, oh, that's awkward.
Yeah, but I feel like it's because it's also those players where we're in our head, where, like, there's no way they carry that team. Like, they're good players, but they're not, like, stars, so it's just, like,
that's very kinda true. That's very
but
true.
It is disrespectful still. It is disrespectful. Yes. Don't get me wrong. But still,
I just forget, like, sometimes.
Like, yeah,
I get you. It's not bad though. We just forget. Like I said, like these obscure teams. You know, like some of these teams. Like, you think you're like, I can't think of a single person that plays for that. But then you see these players, I'm like, oh, that's right. I forget they're this nationality and they play for this.
Literally
team.
With was it Switzerland with the Kanji or what's his face?
I know Kanji. Switzerland? I know, I forgot some too, because I was looking at them and I was like, Kanji. Yeah, Summer.
Yeah, see, I saw him playing, and then I seen Switzerland, and I was like, oh, I forgot that dude existed for Switzerland.
Kanji, yeah. See, like, now here's the thing for me. I said that I don't know no Slovakia players, and I forgot that there's a couple that's like, and I literally just forgot them already. But I know a few, like Lobotka that played for Napoli, and there's Hanko that plays for Feyenoord, and then there's a couple other ones that I literally just forgot. See, like, even I just forgot right now, but that's just the whole point. And then, like, you just forget who plays with who and what teams. But yeah, but no offense, like I said, no offense to these teams. The fans or the supporters of these national teams, but yeah. But yeah, Brian, do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first for this one, the Copa America?
Who went first last time?
I did, for the Euros.
If you want.
All right. So once again, the wonderful foot mob also is a predictor for the Copa America. So we're gonna use this once again. All right.
Do you want to share that with me?
Oh, that's right. See, I keep forgetting, man. I keep forgetting to do this. How are you going to make your picks without being able to see?
I know. Yeah, I was like, let me just pull up on my screen just in case you don't end up pulling them up. But
No. You shouldn't have to do all that. So.
Yeah, man. I actually feel like, I don't know, I feel like a lot of these guesses are a little bit more predictable, but.
All right, but we'll see what happens. You never know, but go ahead, Brian.
All right, so for my first group, I think it's very, very obvious who's going first. Canada, they're such a great team, so no, just kidding. Obviously, Argentina's going to be first. I mean, I don't think there's any disputing that. They're literally, like, one of the favorites for the tournament. If not the favorite, last time I checked, it was both Brazil and Argentina, but now it might just be Argentina.
Yeah, it is Argentina. Argentina's one, Brazil's two.
Yeah, so, like, it's literally, like, they're one of the favorites, and they're one of the favorites for the reason, based off their, like, recent performance, they just won the World Cup, and like, if we don't see them like getting America. Any, yeah, we don't see them getting any worse than they already are. They're pretty good, and then like, obviously, they have the GOAT Messi, so he's gonna carry us to the future. Just kidding, that, but like, even now, how it is, like, the team is so stacked that he doesn't even have to do that much. He can literally just like goal poach basically and just like somewhat control the field, but not as much as he used to before. So they're obviously going to be first. I think second, I actually want to keep Canada there. Wow. I don't know why. I just feel okay. like, yeah, I kind of want to shake it up a little bit. Because like now I'm thinking at the Euros, like thinking back at the Euros, and I'm just like, dude, there's so much like switch ups that I feel like I should go a little bit more obscure.
I'm telling you, this could... there's a sleeper every tournament, no matter what.
Yeah, this could end up biting me in the butt, but I mean, I'm seeing like a lot of like actual like upset games, and it's kind of making me want to be a little bit more obscure.
Yes.
But then for third, I actually don't know who I want to put for third. Because low key. Peru? I could see Peru third.
Is that what you're going with?
No, I'll keep it the same. I'll keep Chile and Peru down.
Okay, so no movement here.
No, I'll keep that one, basically. That one, I don't know. I feel like I can see Chile and Peru swapping. I do want to put Canada up there because I want in my heart, I believe that they will actually like do decent, but that could be a very horrible decision. But yeah, then we'll go down to our second group.
Yes.
Proof of fun right here. So I'm not gonna lie, I'm throwing Ecuador up there because I gotta support my boy Moises Caicedo, and obviously Mexico has been very lackluster. They have not really been the Mexico of the past. They're actually throwing a lot, which is not good for them. And I feel like they actually got lucky because I feel like they could have got a way harder group than they did. This is probably like the easiest group I would say.
Nah, that's cap. I'll tell you why when it's my turn. You'll see.
I think this is the easiest group. Nah, so
I don't think so.
I would put Ecuador first. I want to put Mexico second because I feel like it's just crazy to not put them second. Like, there's no way they don't. But I want to put them third just for the memes. I want to keep Jamaica second, but I...
I'm if you put second. Jamaica second, I don't even want to hear the rest of what you have to say. Because whatever, if you want to put Mexico third, that's fine. But Jamaica second is hilarious.
Nah, go Mexico second. Go Mexico second.
Nah, I'm not upset third. About the Mexico third. I'm more upset about you putting Jamaica second.
Yeah, no, go Venezuela third. Jamaica's gonna be last.
I was like, man, I don't
know it's just about. You gotta. I feel like Jamaica is one of those. Support. That's a bias, man. I'm not even gonna lie.
I mean, one.
I always go for Jamaica.
Leon Bailey does not want to play for them because they're very unprofessional.
Yeah.
Two. I think they have a good amount of injuries. I think all they have is Antonio and
yeah.
And I forget his name. He played for Everton. He's the winger, Gray, Damar Gray. That's like all they have. That's literally all they have right now.
Actually, you know what? I'm gonna go bold. Throw Venezuela second.
All right.
That way Mexico can be third. Because honestly, Mexico, in my head, I'm, I feel like they're going to end up turning it around and they're going to actually have a pretty good tournament. I don't, like, obviously not going to go crazy.
Remember far, that like, there's no third like places in this tournament.
Yeah. I feel like there is a chance that they can go second and go a little ahead, but I'm just going to throw them third. Because based off their like previous performances and end up like putting goals back and forth with Brazil, but prior to that one game it's been literally shambolic, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yep.
So then
they're experimenting.
We go to group C. In group C we are group C, so we obviously know who's going first.
See, you said the easiest. USA this boy. Is the easiest group. What are you talking
this
about?
This is not the easiest.
Bruh.
This is not the easiest. All right. Oh. Okay, throw Uruguay up first. I feel like this
I'm is telling you, once easy. I pick my picks, you'll see why you're wrong about all this. But wow.
I feel like Uruguay is first just because, like, they're one of these teams that, like, is one of the favorite. Yeah, there you go. See? It's not the easiest group, though. Let me tell you why.
Let me tell you something.
As much as I'm raving about the U.S., they have actually been, like, very inconsistent.
But the rest of the teams are shit.
But Panama can actually, like, they can play.
If you get knocked out to Panama, you won't hear the end of it by me, just letting you know.
I know we won't, but I'm just telling you what could happen. Like, the inconsistency of the U.S. right now is kind of crazy. the bias in my head that we just tied.
You guys have Brazil the GOAT Greg Berhalter.
And we got the GOAT Christian Pulisic, LeBron James of soccer. But anyways, I feel like the team is actually, like, honestly, I wanted to throw them up first, and this is, like, strictly biased. But I actually feel like there's a chance. I'm not going to lie. I don't know why I feel very confident.
If you
I feel
want
like
the Brazil to, thing, go for
I
it.
I feel like the Brazil thing really boosted my ego a little bit, and it made me want to think that they're back. I just feel like I look at their team, and it's actually, like, good. Like, I have not actually felt confident about a U.S. team like this in a while. And I feel like it's because, like, a lot of these players are actually, like, playing for big teams, and they're actually, like, sometimes they gel. Obviously, there's the games where they have their inconsistencies. But I feel like there is definitely potential there. And they're, like, I feel like they're getting to that point where they're actually going to start playing good football. So we'll see. But that's basically self-explanatory for that group. Yeah, Bolivia, I don't see them doing better than Panama at all. I feel like, if anything, if Panama at most is going second, but I doubt it. And then we go to Group D, which is actually a pretty decent group. I want to, obviously, Brazil, I'm going to have them first. Colombia, but I don't want to, like, not throw up Colombia, because actually Brazil has been underperforming, as the GOAT Ronaldinho said, which is obscure, or which is very, like, random, if nobody's caught up with what's going on Twitter. Ronaldinho said that, like, this is one of the worst Brazil teams ever, and that he's not going to be, like, cheering for them, just to find out. So it was, like, him promoting some, like, him doing an advertisement, which is crazy. But so he, like, caused a lot of controversy, saying that, like, Brazil was, like, horrible and that he's not going to support them. But anyways, besides the point, I think he actually did say something that was true, though, and they have been a little bit lackluster recently. Like, we know Brazil as this team that just destroys everybody. They have these players that do a bunch of crazy skills. They're always, like, basically, like, toying with their opponents with, like, based off sheer skill of these players. Like, literally, look at all their teams from back, and they've never had a team that disappoints. These dudes always have stars, always. And now they do have stars, don't get me wrong, they still got the Vinny's around. But I feel like they don't have that one, like, captain that's actually, like, meshing it all together, like, taking charge of the team, kind of holding them up to a standard, basically. Like, I feel like the work ethic isn't there that it used to be. So I kind of want to put them second, because Colombia's form has been pretty good. But just because they're Brazil, I'm going to keep them first. Colombia's obviously second. Then I'm actually going to throw Paraguay up third. Just because Costa Rica, I feel like they're just not it. Like, Keylor Navas can't do it anymore. Dude's not it, buddy. Like, buddy, just hang it up. But, and then, so, yeah, I feel like that, I kind of want to change. Wait, go back up to Group A. What did I have for Group A? Nah, I'm keeping it. I'll keep it the same. All right, I'm ready for the knockouts.
All right.
Gotta make sure I'm not making too dumb of decisions. You're like, I gotta go some change, but I can't change them. All right, I think the very first game is obviously Argentina. I don't think there's any arguing that. I feel like that's very self-explanatory. Ecuador, I think, is also very self-explanatory. I don't think Canada's gonna, like, make it past. I don't want to, like, I don't think Canada, Mexico, U.S., none of them. If they get here, I don't think they go through. Disrespectfully. Actually, I'll throw up Canada for the memes. Just throw Canada for the memes.
All right.
I know this. That's basically, like, as you can tell, I don't think Canada will go through, but I'll put them to go through. Then Colombia, Uruguay. I actually think this will be a very good game if it ends up happening. I'll actually go Colombia.
Okay.
I don't think Darwin Nunez is my favorite of people, so this is strictly off of, like, their last performance, and also because of recency bias, how they destroyed the U.S. So kind of got that in my head recently. Oh my now god, this. The rematch of ages. Give me the U.S. Just kidding.
Give me Brazil. I was like, all right, man.
I'm kidding. But imagine the scenes. Nah, obviously the last game, like, I feel like the tactics weren't what they're gonna be if it's an actual knockout game. Like, obviously the U.S. are gonna end up shitting the bed if it comes to that, but hey man, if it ends up happening, it happens. Then we go on ahead, and then here the Argentina, I feel like, is the obvious choice over Canada, so we go Argentina. But call me a shocker, I would go Colombia over Brazil. I feel like they're just gonna end up choking. not of like anything in particular, basically just literally what I've been seeing, like the inconsistency in their performances, and not and seeing like a different brand of football than what I used to see. Like I'm telling you, I used to see this team and be like, everybody was scared. No, they're gonna be the favorite. Now it's just like, yes, they're better than a lot of these teams, but it's because like look at the squads of some of these teams. Like they're just literally non-comparable. But I feel like if it was like other big teams, I actually wouldn't feel as confident for like in Brazil as I priorly would. So I'm just gonna throw the little upset. Colombia, obviously, like this is all gonna change based on like the knockouts, and I'm sure like we're gonna do tallying up our points for the group stages, and then we'll like redo our guesses for the actual knockouts. But if it were to end up like this, I would have Colombia as an upset versus Argentina.
Okay. And
So then we get to our final, and I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I think Argentina is just too big of a dog right now at the moment. They have the fire, they have the steam. They've been like steamrolling through some of these tournaments. Obviously, a lot of people could say because of the refs, but you know what? It's not gonna change now, like especially in one of these tournaments. So I feel like if they end up getting help, they're gonna get help, but they're gonna make their way through. Their team is just too good. Like they have so many players. Literally, they're like one of the most complete teams at the moment, and like even their bench is kind of crazy, which is scary to see. But for the third, for the bronze final, it'd obviously be Brazil. That would like not even be close. It'd be a blowout, I think.
yeah.
But yeah.
Very interesting, man.
Thoughts,
I
thoughts, thoughts.
was just trying to not say nothing. I was like, let me just let you finish, man.
Go
Like,
ahead.
I don't mean to flame you or make you look dumb by some of the things that you said, but all right. So, we'll see. I'm just saying 'cause I did a little more research because
E.
and I know a little bit more 'cause obviously we play these guys or we watch these guys a lot.
E.
All right, so first of all, I agree Argentina first. Obviously they've been doing very good. They have a stacked team. They have some players out, I believe. So they didn't call up Dybala, surprisingly, even though he had a good season.
E.
Papu Gomez is suspended for 2 years, because he's an idiot. What else is
Yeah.
there? I think that someone's injured. I can't remember, but oh, I can't remember, but I don't know if they have injuries or not, but Argentina is still Argentina, so obviously they're gonna put up a good fight.
Yeah.
I don't know how common it is to win it back to back in this tournament. I think Chile did it back in the day. They won it back to back, but
I can look at that really quickly.
yeah, go for it. I think they beat Argentina back to back and to win it the Copa America twice, but in a row back in the heyday when like the golden generation.
Yeah.
So I'll put them first. So all right.
Hold on,
Second.
hold on. The reigning Copa American champions who were the first team to go back to back was Chile in 2015 and 2016.
Oh, see, so I was right then. Yeah, see, so winning back to back is not an easy thing. So Argentina are the winners, so it's gonna be a big feat if they go back to back here. But all right, so I'm for Argentina first. But yeah, I had a feeling it was that Chile team that was. I just thought more teams had done it, but that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay. Okay, so Argentina first right here. Obviously they are Argentina. And second, I'm gonna put Chile. So wait. Yeah, I'm gonna put Chile here. So Chile, they are holding it's they're that meme with the guy with the backpack and it's in strings and it's like just let it go.
Yeah.
They still have the team consisting of Alexis Sanchez,
Yo.
and oh, drawing a blank. There's another player, Chilean. It's not Arturo Vidal. He retired. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, that did retire.
Yeah. There's another Chilean player. Who is it? I'm literally drawing a blank. They have Alexis Sanchez. I think they still have Gary Medel.
Couple 15.
Bro, I'm drawing a blank. I can't think of the player that I'm talking about. But Chile still has.
There. Let's see.
Yeah, even I'm looking up because I'm just like, who am I missing that they have on the team right now? Bravo. Okay, Bravo. They still have Bravo.
Yeah.
Okay, they still have Bravo. But it's Alexis Sanchez.
Palacios.
Yes. and Eduardo Vargas. There you go. They still have those guys. Yeah, I was drawing a blank so hard. I don't think Gary Medel's playing anymore. I don't know if I saw him or not. But they are holding on to strings from the previous generation. Obviously, there was the golden generation when they won it back to back. Very big feat for the Chileans. I'm sure the fans are happy with that show out. But Chile is Chile, man. I feel like they got the pedigree, and I feel like they'll do decent. And it could be either or, swap them or Canada, but I just feel like Canada is very inexperienced, and we'll see how Jesse Marsh does with them. They got destroyed by the Netherlands. They kind of rebounded a little bit when they played France, but I feel like France, it was due to France underperforming and not taking it seriously versus Canada, like, doing good. Like, no offense to Canada, but I don't know. I just feel like they have too many holes. Like, I know that they play that Buchanan in the midfield. They have Eustaquio, and then their midfield's pretty decent. I know they have, like, Sile Larin. He's a striker. They have Jonathan David, but their defense is just kind of lacking a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Their defense is a little lacking, and I just don't know. And they did so bad in the World Cup. It's funny because they finished above Mexico and the U.S., and they just got destroyed in their group. They did nothing.
Yeah.
And the only reason that they're third is because Peru is doing so bad right now at this very moment. They're, like, the bottom two in the qualifiers for the World Cup. So they're doing really bad. Otherwise, I would swap them, like, literally. But they're doing so bad. Otherwise, I would do that. But Peru's not doing good enough, so I'm put fourth, obviously. But on to Group B. All right, I'm not biased here. Ecuador is topping this group 100%. They have so much talent everywhere. The only player that I think I had seen that's out is Estupiñán. He is injured, so that's a big blow for them. But they have so many good players on this team, and they did so good in the World Cup. It was unfortunate that they didn't go through.
You know you want to put Mexico first.
Nah, man. Honestly, I'm more close. I'm closer to putting them third than I am first. But
Yeah,
so I'm putting Ecuador first. All right, so fourth, Jamaica is bottom fourth, 100%. Like I said, Leon Bailey refuses to play because Jamaica's unprofessional, disrespectful, and they pretty much said, we don't care about the integrity of this sport. We don't care. Like, you guys figured out.
Yeah.
Like, you should be honored to play for us. We don't care about accommodating you guys or nothing. Like, we don't give two shits. So, you either play or you don't play. So, he's not coming. I don't know if he's going to come back. I'm pretty sure I think they have some injuries, but they've taken some big blows, so they're not the same Jamaica of before that was kind of putting up somewhat of a fight, so I don't expect them to do much at all, so I'm putting them fourth. Yeah. So, fun fact, this Venezuela side, if I remember correctly, are on a 12-game unbeaten streak.
Ooh.
So they have not lost in a while. A while. So, it's going to be tough between them and Mexico. Mexico's experimenting a lot right now with players. They're trying a lot of different formations, see what they like. Mexico's main starting goalkeeper, Malagón, got injured, and he's going to be out. So he's out for the Copa America. That's a big blow for them. And they're a little struggling with the formation there. I feel like if they play the right formation, they'll be all right. They just keep playing the wrong formation. They need to give Santi more time. And they need to play better players. This is some of the guys throwing into the lineup, man. Like, they can't be playing Edson Alvarez at center back. I'm like, his best position is CDM. They can't be doing that. I get that they're trying to mess around. Edson Alvarez is very good that he can slot him in at center back, but he's not a center back, man. He needs to be in CDM where he thrives.
Yeah.
I don't know. As long as they put up the wrong formation, I feel like they'll do decent. And obviously, I'm Mexican. If I wasn't Mexican, I'd probably put them third. But since I want to have faith in these guys, I'm going to put them second. I
wanted to put them second because it's just like there's no way they don't figure it out. But like, they're Mexico, so they probably won't figure it out.
Yeah, and Venezuela is a really good side. So it comes down to who they can get points out of. They can get points out of Ecuador or Venezuela, they'll go through. Because I'm assuming Jamaica's going to end on 0 points. But yeah.
But I respect it. I respect it.
Yeah, so
I'm not mad about that. Because I look, you would have put them there too.
It's tough. Like I said, if I was Mexican, I'd probably put Venezuela above them. But I'm going to have some faith in them to at least get through the group. For Group C, Uruguay, I'm not moving anything. It's just staying the same. Uruguay is steamrolling everybody, and everything depends on Darwizzy. If he balls, then they ball, 'cause everything flows through him,
And
honestly.
he's been balling
He
recently. He has
has
been
been. He's
balling.
been. He. Yeah, I know. He pretty much. He dropped the hattie on my boy, so he is balling.
But I feel like he's one of those players too that's very streaky. So like if he gets
Oh
on a little
yeah, for
dry
sure,
spout, dude
for
is gonna
sure.
go on a dry spout. If he starts popping off, like if he continues to pop off, dude's gonna have they're gonna be like close, if not in the final. Like dude turns the team up a lot, and a lot is gonna be on him, but we'll see.
Yeah, if he gets in his head, he's gonna collapse and start doing horrible. So he needs to just stay concentrated and stay focused, and then they'll do well. But yeah, I'll put them first, the US. I'll put them second. It's self-explanatory. I'm telling you, this group is easy, bro. It's cake. There's no chance you guys. If you guys
It's
don't make it out,
not. They
bro,
could
I literally told
leave.
you, Panama is trash. Bolivia, they're bottom two, like I said, in the
Dark
qualifying.
horse. Dark
Dark
horse.
horse, none of these guys are dark horses, man.
Oh, dude.
These guys are trash. Panama is trash. I would put them again lower, but
Yeah.
Bolivia's doing that bad that I just can't see them. If this tournament was in Bolivia, then I'd be like, yeah, Bolivia's going winning it all because their
Yeah.
altitude is crazy out, up here. But no, it's not in Bolivia, so they're gonna be
Yeah.
bottom. Unless they play in Denver, then they're not gonna go anywhere. And
You
I'm
hope?
pretty sure there's no games in Denver, so I'm pretty sure that's
No.
that. But yeah, so that's that one. That was pretty self-explanatory. For Group D, I'm putting Colombia first.
Nice.
Colombia's been very good as well. I think they've been on a streak
Yeah.
themselves, on a run. I might have been confusing Colombia and Venezuela on the winning streak, but I
Same.
know Venezuela's been doing stupid good either way, regardless. So
Yeah.
either way, but Colombia's been doing really good. Like I said, they recently destroyed your boys 4-1.
Yup, they did.
And they all shared the score sheet. No one player scored more than one goal, which is great. You want to see that. A good team has four or has multiple scores as opposed to just one score. That means the team
Yeah.
is fully divided and there's not one guy. It's a unit, which is very good. So I think Colombia's doing very decent. So I think they'll do well. They'll go forward and they'll get first. Brazil, I'm not gonna
Yeah.
lie to you. Like, I don't care. I don't give two shits about Neymar. I'm sorry. Quote me whatever you want. Call me dumb, an American. I'm not an American anyways. I'm Mexican. But my point I'm trying to say is Brazil. I don't care about Neymar. I don't care that he's not here. He wouldn't have made any difference at all. But Brazil is underperforming as form-wise in general, not because they don't have
Yep.
Neymar. Neymar's not going to do shit to this team. He's been
Yeah.
trash. He's been trash ever since he left Barcelona. His career has
Dude's
been
age is
downhill
gone, yeah.
since the moment he transferred out to go to PSG. He ruined the transfer market and he ruined his career. He's not winning the Ballon d'Or. I don't care what you say. Vinny will go down as a better player for Brazil. Not for the national team, but as a whole, as a Brazilian, he'll end up as a better Brazilian than Neymar at the end of the day. I don't care what anybody says. It has nothing to do with him being a Barcelona player. It's
Yeah.
just he fell off really hard and he just kept going downhill and downhill and downhill. And then where he's at now in Saudi, and then it's just
I feel
he's
like a lot of people right now too, they're trying to push this like bias,
on
like with
that.
Neymar saying like
Yes.
Brazil, like they're connecting the Brazil thing to Neymar, and it's just like, dude, like just let it go.
It's
Like you,
done.
we once knew what Neymar was, and that Neymar is not the
Oh
Neymar that
yeah,
there is
he's
now with
long
injuries.
gone.
Like,
That man is
dude,
long gone.
yeah, it's just long gone. The mentality, the mentality could be there, but it's not. Like whenever you're partying every day and like literally just look at the shape he's in, like whenever he's playing,
Bro,
like
he looks
it's
round,
not
man.
even
He, just look at his
comparable to
face,
Neymar before.
bro.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but
no. He's just not it, but Brazil's underperforming like crazy. I don't know what it is, but they're not doing the best at the moment. Like, they left out some players. Casemiro's not here. He didn't have the best season, so I'm not surprised. They didn't
yeah.
call up Gabriel Jesus or Richarlison, but I mean, I feel like they don't really need to. I
They
mean,
wouldn't have made any
I
difference,
know
yeah.
Richarlison plays better for Brazil, but I just can't stand Richarlison. That guy's a bum.
Me neither.
Gabriel Jesus, I feel like he didn't have good enough season to merit the call up. And then Endrick's just been insane, so.
Yeah.
But Brazil's form is very lacking.
Anyways.
Huh?
Dude's definitely a better player anyways
Of
than what they would
course.
have gotten
Endrick
with
for sure.
Jesus and so.
And Richarlison, yeah, I agree. But they have experience over Endrick. But that's the only
Yeah.
thing they got, that's it. But Endrick's a very promising star. We'll see how he performs with Vinny and Rodrigo. I'm excited, dude. I've been dying to see that front three because that's the future of Madrid front three right there. So I've been dying to watch these guys play, but they haven't put all three of them together yet. It's either Vinny and Endrick
Injury,
or
yeah.
Endrick and Rodrigo. I'm like, come on, bro. I want to see all three of my boys on the pitch at once. I want to see them
Yeah.
ball. But yeah, they're underperforming like crazy. I'm putting them second here. So fun fact, Costa Rica. Keylor Navas said, I'm not coming back for this shit show. He retired like weeks before they announced the team. He's like, nope. He's like, I'm good. I haven't played all season long because PSG's trash and they're playing that bum Donnarumma instead of me.
Yeah, dude
I
needs to
don't,
go.
yeah, like, well, he's on a free agent now, I think. But,
Yeah.
what's the word I was gonna say? He's gone and he was all they had. I don't know how they made it so far in that 2014 World Cup. I know, like, everybody came together, but that was just a crazy, crazy
Yeah.
underdog Cinderella story type of thing. Costa Rica, thank you, but unless you produce another generational talent like Keylor Navas, you guys aren't gonna go anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd swap them with Paraguay because again, Paraguay is whatever. They're okay, they're meh, but Costa Rica is just not gonna do anything. So I'll put them like this. So
Yep.
this will stay like this. So on to the next thing. Okay, so this
What a great, what a great game.
I they don't this is different. I already saw the bracket, the way it play out. So the
Yeah.
other side is much harder than the side that Argentina is. I'm not saying anything, but everyone's already
Yeah.
saying it. The other side that Argentina, if basically if Argentina gets second in the group,
Yeah.
what's it called? What's the word? If they get second in the group, so like regardless, it doesn't matter if Argentina gets first or second.
Yeah.
They're on the easy side of
Yeah, the
of
bracket.
the bracket as opposed to the other side, which has Uruguay and Brazil
Yeah.
and Colombia and all those guys. So I don't know, man. I'm just saying that it's a little sus,
Yeah.
but whatever. But my point is, I'm not putting
Well, I'm
Mexico to
telling you,
win.
they're As I'm telling you, if they're gonna get help, they're gonna get help regardless. Like, we just gotta face it and
Well,
move on.
obviously, it's just obvious. Yeah, like, come on, man. Like, what a coincidence. But my point is, this isn't gonna happen. But if Mexico do beat Argentina, they're making it. They have a chance at the final because there's only one hard team on this side, and it's Argentina. And if they win this, then they're going through. But that's not gonna happen. Mexico love getting knocked out in the round of 16. Well, this is less teams, so it's quarterfinals. But you get the idea. They love getting they like making the fourth game and then losing and going home, and then they party it up and like, woo, we made it to the first stage of the knockouts and went home. So they're going out to Argentina. There's
I'm not
no.
gonna lie, I think I know who's gonna win your tournament already.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what you think. But Argentina right here is gonna win this for sure. Only way this doesn't go is if Mexico starts performing like crazy and they start meshing well, or Argentina underperforms like crazy. That's my guess there. All right, for this one, Chile, like I said, everybody here used to be big stars, the Golden Generation, but they're, like I
Once upon
said,
a time.
once upon a time, but they're way over the hill and they're just holding on by a thread. So I'm gonna obviously tip the scale for Ecuador because Ecuador has a very good, young, promising team and mix in with some good veterans. So that's what I'm going here. All right, I'm going Uruguay.
Knew
So, yeah, again, Brazil's been underperforming like crazy. Uruguay has been shining. They've been doing so good. It's not even biased. That's because I know they have Valverde, but Valverde is only a small piece to the big team. You know, like if everybody doesn't play well, because Uruguay has some good players. You know, they got Jimenez at center back. They got Araujo, Valverde, Bentancur. I'm sure there's some other players, but Coates, I think he's the center back. Their goalkeeper, I think it's still freaking that guy who plays for Galatasaray, right? What the heck is his name? He's been at Galatasaray forever.
What's his
I
name?
forget his
I know who you're
name, but
talking
everybody
about.
knows what I'm talking about. He's been his whole career there. I think he's the goalkeeper.
What is his
They got obviously Darwizzi. Uruguay got some talent, man. They got some good players on their squad, and they're meshing well at the moment. So I'm gonna tip the scale in their favor. Here, I'm sorry, Brian, but you guys already faced Colombia and they shat on your guys'
Yep.
chest. So
Don't blame
Colombia is
Colombia.
winning this one here. I'll say this: if you guys went up against a Chile or an Ecuador, there's a chance you guys had, but there's no chance I can see you guys against Colombia. So I'm gonna tip them in. And you guys have the GOAT, Greg Berhalter, who is just the guy.
Dude needs to go.
Honestly, I don't know what the U.S. Federation is like. At this point, they're just as bad as the Mexican Federation because they're idiots.
Literally.
They're idiots. I'm like, the reason U.S. doesn't win anything is their manager, because your guys' players aren't super good enough to win it on their own. It's not like France, right? Like Deschamps, like that bum, he won a World Cup because this team was stacked. Like
That literally
he
did
could have
it.
told them, like, hey, go run laps and go kick about, and that's practice. And they won it because they had a stacked team. Like, it's not that Deschamps was a great manager, just saying. But my point is, because those guys were stars, but your guys are like, obviously need a little bit of guidance. And with the manager like that, with his hands in his pockets, and all he's worried about is pulling up in the latest hypebeast shoes. He always likes looking good on the sideline. That's all he's worried about, it seems. I can't believe they brought back that bald fraud, but as a Mexican fan, I'm happy they did, because that's very, 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 very dumb. But hey, all power to you guys. But it's okay. We're both our federations are in shambles. So what else is new?
Literally.
CONCACAF is doomed, but eh. All right. So next one. So Argentina, Ecuador. I'm gonna put Argentina. Like I said, they're much stronger than Ecuador. Ecuador had a very good showing, like I said, the World Cup. But Argentina take this. Colombia, Uruguay. This is gonna be a banger of a game. If this happens, this is gonna be
If it
such
happens,
a
that'll be
good
crazy.
game. But I'm going Uruguay here.
Oh, I actually would have had you having Colombia win the whole thing because I don't.
No.
I'm gonna spoil it, but I think you're gonna have Uruguay winning based off like you saying that like Argentina wouldn't go win back to back or like
Nah,
however.
it's not just that. I feel like Uruguay and Colombia are much stronger right now than Argentina. I know Argentina's only lost one game since they won the World Cup, but I don't know. I feel like they're not the same scary team that they were back then. Even with all the help, I just can't see it. But moving on to the final. So third place team, I'm gonna give it to Colombia. If this happens, this is a huge accomplishment. All Colombians should be happy about this. This is something to grow. A lot of the guys that they have are young, so this is something to grow on for the World Cup. And then for right here, oh, I forgot to mention. So Brazil is mid-table in the qualifiers for the World Cup, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, I think, fourth. So they're doing really bad right now. So they're doing really bad. I forgot to mention that one. Yeah, they're not doing the best. At the top is literally like Argentina and Uruguay, and I think Uruguay is the only team that doesn't have a single loss. And I think Uruguay beat both Brazil and Argentina, I believe, or they tied it. I can't remember which one, but Uruguay is on a good run of form, and they're going in on a high. But yeah, so obviously I'm tipping Uruguay to win it all. Like, I feel like they're doing really good. Not the bias towards Argentina, because if I was really biased, I would have had them knocked out in the last round, but Uruguay is going to win it all, in my opinion. I feel like they're really good. Like, between Uruguay and Colombia, they're going to win it. That's my guess. Those are my two guesses right there.
Decent,
We'll
decent.
see what happens. But yeah, so that is a Copa America predictor. Let's see, how much time have we been rolling? Because I think it's only like about 40 minutes. We can do. We'll do like a quick recap on the first round for the Euros. But before we end it off, Brian, I'll have you pick it off. But top goal scorer, player of the tournament, and goalkeeper of the tournament.
Oh, for the Copa America?
Yeezer.
Ooh. Goal scorer? I want to go. There's a
You
couple.
can do
Oh,
two if
are
you
we doing the
want.
runner up?
We can do two if you want.
Okay.
What we'll do is we decided off camera that for these we'll do a point for correct, and then we'll do a half point for your runner up. So if a runner up gets it, we'll do a half point. So but yeah, go for it. Give me your main guy and your runner up.
Okay, so for my goal scorer, I'm gonna say, oh my God, it's because I want to say Vini or Endrick is one, but I don't know which one I want to put one, and I don't want to put be boring and put them one and two.
I wouldn't do it
So,
because, yeah,
I'm just gonna
don't put your eggs in all
go.
one basket. Because what if Brazil get knocked down in the group stage and you're out of
That's
luck?
why. Okay, you know what? I'm doing this. Darwin Nunez one, he'll be
Ah,
my
okay.
goal scorer,
Darwizzy.
and then So if he throws, oh my God, I'm gonna cry. Cause I'm telling you, if dude has one bad performance, it's over. Like, dude's gonna shit the bed the rest of the tournament.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna throw all my eggs in the basket there, and then just to be safe, I'll go Vinny second instead of Endrick. I know Endrick has a lot. Like, he's the one that's actually been scoring the goals right now, and he's literally like the person that knows exactly where to be at the exact right time. Like,
Well, I
dude
mean, Benny's
understands
been feeding
positioning.
him, so.
Yeah, dude understands positioning so much,
He's
but
just like
like,
Jude!
yeah, no, you know what? Put Endrick as my runner. What am I saying? I'm an idiot, bro.
Andrew, all
Like,
right.
yeah, I just don't want to put him up because he's so young. But like, dude,
Hey,
young
he's him,
age
man.
doesn't, yeah, age doesn't matter anymore at this
Nah,
point.
this guy's
I'm just
been
gonna go
performing
him.
since 16, man.
I
He's been
like
balling.
self-convince myself, like telling myself the reasons why. Okay, so we're doing. Okay, so I'm gonna have Darwin first, and then I'll have Endrick second, and then what else are we doing? The
Player of the tournament and then
oh, yeah,
goalkeeper.
player of the tournament. I'll do. Who do I wanna do? You know what? I'll put Endrick because I feel like he's gonna score a couple of goals and like they're gonna like make the age thing a big deal and he's gonna end up winning it based off the age.
The PR,
And
the
yeah,
PR, what
literally.
PR?
And then
Runner up.
the runner up, who don't wanna be the runner up? Who don't wanna be the runner up? Oh my God, I feel like there's actually a lot of choices. You know what? Nah, that's tough. Dude, I don't know. We'll come back to that.
All right, give me your
Let me think
goalkeeper.
about that. Let me think about my goalkeeper. I'll do Emiliano Martinez.
Okay.
Just because I feel everybody else is kind of mid.
Oh, I remember Uruguay's goalkeeper now, Muslera,
Oh
Muslera.
yeah,
I
dude,
remember
who do I want
him
to
now.
be? Like,
You
oh,
didn't
it's
give a
because I
runner up
regret.
for your goalie.
I know it's because I regret my player of the tournament for the Euros. Even though like Jude has like literally scored already, but like I regret it. I don't want to make the same mistake.
It's all good,
Oh my.
man. This is for funsies, so it's all good.
Yeah.
We're not Paqueta here. We don't have money on the line. We don't have our pinky on the chopping block. Or our thumbs. They're gonna take our thumbs.
You know what? I feel like if Mex or not Mexico, if
All
Argentina goes far, it'll be because of Messi. So I'll just put Messi.
right. Fair. And
I
then your
wanted to throw someone
backup.
up from Colombia.
You haven't given your backup goalie or your backup player.
Oh, my backup goalie. My backup goalie. Oh, you know who I'm going for? My backup goalie, Matt Turner,
Tyler.
baby.
Huh?
Matt Turner, the
I
US.
forgot who your guys' goalkeeper was for some reason. I was like, all right,
Oh,
man. Hey.
Big Uncle's gonna say Tim Howard.
No, I almost said Tyler Adams. I guess he's in goal now. I don't even know. I forgot you guys'
Matt Turner.
goalkeepers.
Matt Turner.
Yeah, okay. Now backup player.
Actually, put Matt Turner first, and then I'll put
Okay.
Martinez second.
All right then. Just
He
all
saves
right.
the US a lot, so like,
Yeah. But your defense has to be on par, and your defense is kind of lacking right now.
yeah. But go
But all
ahead.
right, backup player of the season of the tournament.
I did.
What was it?
Did I?
No, you said Messi, and then that was it. Oh no, Endrick said Endrick and Messi. That's
Yeah,
right. Okay, my
I
bad.
said Andrew Messi.
All right, well, mine's already easy. I already have mine picked out. All right, top goal scorer. I'm going Darwizzy, and then I already had her mind too. It's funny, we keep thinking of like. And then for second, I'm gonna go Messi because he's
Yeah.
close. So I forget, I don't know his name. I'm sorry, but he's Peruan, I think.
Yeah.
Him and Messi are close to breaking the record for the most goals in the tournament. And the person that held it, I think it was 1958. So it's an old record. The guy who holds it. But I'm
Yeah.
pretty sure he's Peruan. I forget his name. I'm sorry, but I guess he's also injured right now, so it's not looking good. But Messi has a shot at that. But it's all gonna put Messi second because obviously a lot of the
Yeah.
things go through him. And then all right, so player of the tournament, I'm going Valverde first.
Again with the defensive. I'm a little
Valverde
bit
is
of a
not a
defensive
defensive
goalie.
midfielder.
No, I know, but like I'm saying like you could have gone like a striker or something. But
it's not always. I don't. But it's not always a striker that wins. I feel like that's the goal scoring one. But I'm going Valverde first, and then second. Well, this is based off obviously because if Uruguay make it to the final, they gotta have a player up in there. So I'm going Valverde. Yeah.
That's why I wanted to throw Darwin up for mine, but I was like, dude, I can't have him for both goal scorer and player of the tournament.
Yeah, and then I'll go next. I'll go Vinny for two.
Yeah.
And then goalkeeper. That's tough, man. I don't even know who these goalkeepers are, man. Let me see.
You know you want to say Matt Turner.
No, sir. I'll go Martinez because he's such an annoying goalkeeper. I can't stand him. I'll go Martinez one, and then a two. I'll go Allison.
Nice.
Yeah. That's based off of that. So those are the guys I got there. But yeah. So that's that. We're gonna jump over to the Euros, but let us know what your predictions are. What do you think is gonna win it all? What do you think of our predictions, of our guesses? Comment, let us know what you think. I feel like we did pretty good. Not too many bias.
Yeah, ours actually wasn't that different. The only thing we basically switched was the Canada.
The winners.
Canada, and then the Mexico.
Venezuela. Honestly, it'll go either or. These two will be the ones duking it out. This Ecuador got it in the bag. It's tough, man, but we'll see what happens. This is the same. You put these guys up here, but I just feel like Colombia got it a little bit better. But it could go either or, honestly. Same, but I feel like it's gonna go that way too. But yeah, I mean, it's not that bad. Not too biased. People can't call us crazy. But like I said, we pay attention to this side more, this side of the world more than the other side. So it's a little more knowledgeable, not so crazy. But so
when we actually start guessing the actual group stage, it'll get a little bit more interesting because then we'll have watched them already. We'll know who's actually like performing and not performing, which is kind of what's getting excited.
Oh shit!
He just almost.
What's that?
I said, and that's what, like, I said, once we get to the knockout stages and we predict again, like, who we actually think now based on, like, how they've been playing, it's going to be even better. And that's kind of what, like, I'm excited about with the Euros right now. Because I'm telling you, there's so many, like, underdog teams right now that have actually, like, been somewhat, like, even if it's a loss, like, they look good where I'm just like, oh, like, there's a chance, but hey, man. And then there's obviously those teams that we knew were going to perform and some teams that are overperforming.
Yes.
Well, not overperforming, but not like we thought they were going to do good, but not like that good. Like that off that good of a start.
I get you. I get what you're trying to say. But all right. So we forgot to give our round one predictions before that happened. It's unfortunate.
We just did our Germany, Scotland.
Yeah. When I was listening to it back, I was like, why did we only do one game? But it's all good.
Yeah.
I'll say mine real quick and you can say yours. I for sure had Germany. We both had Germany winning this game 100%.
Yeah.
I don't know if we both saw 5-1. That was crazy.
Yeah.
But,
no. I think I said, you said 2-0.
I was going to go 3, but I was like, I'll be nice and I'll go 2. And then you went 3. So, oof. We went the wrong way, though. I just had more faith in Scotland not to concede 5, but I mean, it is what it is.
That was one of the shockers where it like opened people's eyes to like what could be.
Yeah, what could be in the final? But yeah, Germany's balling, man. They're balling. It's crazy because considering they in the recent last couple tournaments they've been underperforming, but they're gelling like crazy. But I mean, I don't want to say Toni Kroos, but he's a big glue, you know, he's a big glue. He helps them out. It's not just him, but he's a big piece for sure. He
had looking back at this Germany team, the thing that's making me sad is that like I wanted to put Musiala as the player of the tournament, but I was like, you know, I was like, nah, like I feel like Jude was just like such an obvious choice, and like once again, Jude literally scored in the first game, so it could still be Jude.
They both
they both scored, and like he just scored again. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
It's different though. Germany has a lot of guys that they can rely on, but I feel like England is relying on Jude, so it's a little different.
Yeah, but it's good to see that Musiala is like performing because I feel like a lot of people they forget about Musiala based off how Jude's been. So, like, he's getting a lot of recognition right now that he's been popping off for Germany. So, good for him.
Yeah, I agree. It's funny because had Chelsea not sold him to Bayern, I feel like Musiala would be playing for England. Because I feel like they sold him to Bayern and he got really acclimated to the culture and the country. So, he's like, you know what? I want to play for Germany. And he swapped.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, if he never leaves Chelsea, He never switches to Germany, and he's in England. But it's tough. You see, if you look at the midfield in England now, there's so much competition versus Germany. I'm like, it's so competitive right now to get into that England squad. So it's also another reason why he probably would have wanted to go Germany.
True.
But yeah. But yeah, so I'm pretty sure everybody expected the Germany win. Switzerland-Hungary. So I did expect them to win. This is a pretty big win, honestly. Switzerland won 3-1. I'm pissed because I was like, bro, I totally forgot that Gulaksi is freaking Hungarian. So I'm like, what the hell is wrong with me, bro? I'm over here mentioning like a the only goalkeeper that I've ever could remember that was Hungarian, that was like a Liverpool's like backup goalie that wasn't that cut out for it. So I'm like, what am I even on, man? I don't even know if he's on the squad. I felt dumb, but I'm not surprised with the Switzerland result here. I mean, they're a pretty good squad. They always kind of perform to an extent. They always make it at least to the round of 16. So nothing crazy. I would have went Switzerland for sure here. What about you? Would you have gone Switzerland too?
So for the first one, they obviously had Germany. But yes, for the second one, I would have had Switzerland. I don't think I would have had them scoring 3 goals. I think I would have had it probably like a 1-0. I would have had it like a 1-0.
2-1, 2-0, 1-0,
I didn't think they were going to put up 3. But I mean, hey, they're showing that they're actually pretty strong. So we'll see how that ends up going out for them. And Shaqiri just scored a banger today. I don't know if you saw that.
Nah, I didn't see it. But hey, this is what they say about him. He turns up at the Euro, so...
And I just mentioned that because I saw a funny tweet today. It was just like, Shaqiri is the equal
to Ochoa.
Shaqiri in the Euros is equal to Ochoa in the World
Cup. Yeah, I know. I saw that. I know.
He just wants to turn up in the Euros, and that's it. Then he goes quiet, and Ochoa just wants to turn up in the World Cup, and that's it.
Exactly. And I saw that graphic, too. It was funny.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Spain-Croatia. I didn't expect Spain to destroy Croatia, and I expected Croatia to win this. I was very disappointed. I'm very shocked, you know, by the result. Croatia, right now, they're playing horrible. They're literally all playing so bad. I don't understand what's going on, but it's not looking good for them. They might not even make it into the third slot. They might get knocked out straight out, and it's disappointing because everybody had so much faith in them. They had a strong team. They have a lot of good players, and they're just underperforming. And it happens, you know, like... Like, I remember the last Euros, everybody had Turkey as their dark horse, and they got knocked out on the group stage, you know? Every team has that tournament where they underperform and they get knocked out early, or they just play, like, garbage. So it's sad, but, I didn't see that. I don't know about you. I would have thought it would have been, like, a narrow, like, 1-0 victory or over Spain, but not, like, a 3-0, just, like, destruction of Croatia. But what do you think?
Yeah, no, this game definitely was one of the big shockers that I thought, like, whenever I was, like, because I was at work whenever this game was happening. So then, I was sad because this is one of the games I actually wanted to watch. So I was just like, you know, I was like, whatever. But I was, like, looking back at whenever I looked back to see what the score was, I seen 3-0. And for a second, I saw Croatia, and I was like, oh, Croatia dominated the game, you know? Like, I was like, I did have Croatia, like, at the top in the group. And then I seen it was Spain, and I was like, oh, like, that's actually crazy because... Spain's one of those teams where, like, we didn't really know we were going to get. Like, I know a lot of people are saying that they were, like, confident in Spain and this and that, but, like, you can't be that confident when they haven't been that streaky lately. Like, they've been a little shaky. So, like, the fact that they put up 3 is, like, kind of, like, they're kind of cementing their place, like, reminding everybody who they really are, and it's just sad that Croatia's kind of going out like that, because I would have had Croatia winning this game, like, 2-1. That's, like, in my head, like, I thought Spain would have scored, but I thought Croatia would come out victorious. But it's just, like, it's crazy that it was a 3-0, and it's kind of... I don't think it's speaking more on Spain. I think it's speaking more on Croatia's, not downfall, but, like, their poor tournament play for this tournament, at least. Because I feel like a lot of it could be Croatia. Like, we'll see whenever they play Italy, and, like, if they destroy Italy, then Spain's the real deal. But, I mean, I think it's Croatia just having a terrible tournament. But we'll see. Which is sad because we don't want to see Modric go out like that.
Yeah, definitely don't want to see Modric go out like that. It's very sad because, obviously, they've come so close. It's so tragic to have a second-place medal and a third-place medal for the World Cup, man. Dang, so it's tough. They've been so close. Croatia and their whole history ever since becoming their own individual nation, they've performed so well, and they've come so close. So all the Croatians should be happy about how they've done, but they're just not doing the best for now. I hope they turn it around and maybe wake up a little bit, but it's not looking good at the moment. Especially with Albania. Albania is the surprise of the tournament, which leads to the second game, the next game. Albania scored the fastest goal in Euros history because of an Italy mistake that almost cost them the game, but Italy was able to come back. Albania is looking crazy. I know we were talking about the round one, but round two just started, and we know what happened. Yeah. They obviously...
We can talk about round two.
Croatia obviously threw it the last second, and Albania drew. Albania... If any other group, if they were in any other group, they would have a shot at going through. But they just got drawn in the worst group possible, and I can't see it. We'll see what happens. But
hey, if they could get a win, and then
if they beat Spain, it's a chance. But I can't see them beating Spain.
Me neither. But
exactly. Wait, didn't they already play Spain? No. So Spain.
No, they haven't played yet.
Oh no, Spain hasn't played Italy yet. That's
Spain
right.
And Italy played.
That's
yeah.
right. I
That's
forgot.
What I was like.
That's
We're
I'm
gonna
tripping.
See. It'll all see how good Spain is tomorrow.
Yes, exactly. But Italy's a little shaky, man. They that was very bad. And
it definitely didn't
they got
put
lucky.
Up a better performance. It was a shaky performance to start off, and that's not what you want to see as an Italy fan, because it's giving you a little bit of flashbacks to like the past Italy that's been as of recent that hasn't been. As crazy.
The one that wasn't qualifying for the World Cup,
Yeah, so, like, we'll see. We'll see how they look tomorrow. It only takes one game, though. That's the thing.
It
like,
does,
literally,
yeah.
put up one good performance against Spain, and then you
Just
can
top confidence
the
back,
That's
and
it.
You can bring it back,
Yep.
But, yeah, honestly, they were lucky that Albania missed so many chances. Albania could have easily won this game if they had sunk more of their opportunities. Italy were very lucky to have won this game and not have drawn or lost it, but hey, they fought back, and congrats to Italy. But they're not looking so bad, you know, a little shaky, but not too bad.
Definitely some bright spots there still.
Yeah, I would have had Italy winning this game for sure as well. Probably like 2-0 or 3. I probably would have been like 3-0, because I mean, I didn't know Albania was going to do so well, but yeah.
With mine, I think I was pretty confident with Italy, so I probably would have had them like 3-0.
Yeah.
Not, like, no hate towards Albania, but I don't think I would have ever thought that they would perform the way that they're performing now, and shout out to them for putting up these performances.
Putting up a fight, you know, they're not going down easy, you know.
Yeah, and that's good. Like, I'm sure everybody from that nation is, like, literally happy. Like, so shout out to you guys. But, yeah, I think I would have thought Italy would have kind of, like, destroyed this game, kind of, like,
here.
Shown who they were. But I mean, 2-1. They still ended up getting the W, which is all that matters. They got their points and they move on.
Yep, I agree. But all right, so next game, Netherlands 2-1 Poland. So, as I said, Netherlands, I would have had them winning this game. Like I said, I feel like Poland's just hoping on Lewandowski to score. I know they got other players. I'm sure that they do. It's just that he's just been known as the guy that carries him. He's like there's Zlatan for Sweden back then, and the Ronaldo back then for Portugal. It's just they're a one man team as of now. Netherlands obviously had a great warm up leading up to the Euro, so Netherlands was looking like a strong contender. So I'm not surprised that they won. So I would have went Netherlands myself. So you, Brian.
Yeah, I would have had Netherlands too, and I actually didn't know that what's his name, that Lewandowski wasn't playing. Until, like, the game had started, I seen that he wasn't in the lineup, and I was just like, oh? So then, instantly, as soon as that started, I was just like, yeah, Netherlands should get this easy. But then, Poland ended up scoring, which kind of got me a little nervous. But then, towards the end, like, they ended up answering pretty quickly. Like, fairly quickly, I should say, because they scored before half. But then, I kind of knew after that they were just, like, they had a lot of the possession the whole time, and they were just taking, like, the more shots. So you kind of knew it was just like a matter of time until they were going to score, and they ended up scoring it. Which, ironically, it was Weghorst, because that dude doesn't really do much in the Prem.
But... Yeah, not really. Yeah, well, he didn't play in the Prem no more. I forget where he's at now. I think he's in Germany now somewhere. But that's a shocker, honestly, that, you know, Lewandowski, you know, isn't in the lineup. He didn't even play, you know? I don't know if he's nursing an injury or something, but... and he's 35. Why did I say Lewandowski's 38? But that guy is over the hill. He's old. He's old, man.
Yeah, he's had a lot of run down on his body.
Oh yeah, but yeah, he didn't even feature at all, which is crazy. Your best player in your history doesn't feature. That's I don't know. I think that's just asking for trouble. But Hey, I don't know, but hey, we'll see what they do in the next game. Maybe they're resting him here, but I mean, I don't think you want to rest him in a game like this, but
I was thinking like a 2-0 game though, either way, so I thought Netherlands would have pulled it out.
yeah, for sure, I agree 100%. But yeah, now this is the game that would have been a shock. I did not have Slovenia getting anything. I would have had Denmark winning this game. I don't know how comfortable, but Denmark threw so hard. They're not looking good after this game. I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know what's gonna happen, but they're not looking good. What? I'm pretty sure you had Denmark too. You would not have had Slovenia.
No, I definitely had Denmark too, and I would have seen it like a 2-0. The crazy thing is, like, the shot that the Slovenia scored, right? It was kind of like a, if I remember correctly, it was like a rebound. Like he like launched it, and it was gonna be like a straight dot into the goal, but like it ricocheted off somebody and it scored in. And just like moments after, or moments before, moments after, I don't remember. But they literally had like a shot that was like a crazy strike, and then it hits the bar, and I was like, dude, like they were like throwing lasers at the goal. Like it was actually scary seeing this game. Like Slovenia, I'm not gonna lie, this is one of the more entertaining games I've seen. More so because it was close and like, yeah, we kind of expected Denmark to win, but like this game is one of the ones that's had me so far like very like locked into the TV, and I was very impressed by Slovenia. More so like a little bit of an underperformance by Denmark, but I'm not gonna lie, Slovenia, they definitely did perform in this game. And they're honestly, Denmark's lucky that they didn't lose this game, because I could have once I started watching this game, I could have easily seen them lose towards the end, because they were rallying like to score a second goal. They just obviously it didn't fall, but I mean, they're lucky because this could have been an L for Denmark.
Yeah, honestly, like, and it's crazy because Denmark has good players, man. Like,
Yeah, they do.
they have some good players, you know, that people forget about. But there's good players and some playing like big clubs, big teams, you know. Like, so for them not to win this game is very disappointing. I'm sure they're gonna be very upset about it, because these are the games that you need to win if you want to get through. You can't afford to drop points here.
Yeah, and a shout out to Eriksen too for scoring after dude like literally collapsed on the field not too long ago. Like,
It was at the
good to
last
see
Euro,
him
wasn't
back.
it?
Yeah.
Or was it the
It's
World
good to see
Cup?
that. I think it was the, it might have been the World Cup.
Was it?
Honestly, I don't remember, but I just remember that like, dude, there was literally a scary sighting. Whenever we were questioning if dude was ever gonna play again, just to find out that dude's back in the Euros and he's actually like he put up a goal. So like, good for him, man.
But yeah, Slovenia, like, hey, so I know I was wrong about Slovakia players not knowing, but I literally only know two players, Oblak and Šeško. So the goalkeeper and the striker, that's it. I don't recognize anybody else. Oh, and Ilicic. I'm very happy to see Ilicic again. He took a break from the sport because he was going through some big depressions, and I remember hearing about that. It's very heartbreaking and sad to he see to hear about his story and what he went through. But I'm happy he was able to come back and get back into the sport, and he got called up again to represent Slovenia. So that's exciting to come back from a big downfall to just find yourself once again representing your nation. That's which is the most exciting thing. So shout out to Ilicic. I'm hoping he's doing better. Like I said, he was a great player when he was playing for Atalanta, and he stepped away when he was at his best, at his highest, and I hope he's doing better. It's very Your mental health is very sensitive, and it's easy to tip it in the balance, so I'm happy to see him doing better. But yeah, England, Serbia. So Serbia, like I said, Serbia got some ballers, man. They got some good players. And England are so lucky that they won this game, because I have so much to say about this game and about England and people's thoughts. Okay, so Brian, I said this when we did a lineup. I said Harry Kane up top, Jude, Cam, Palmer and Saka at the wings, and then Rice, and then I forget who else they have as holding midfielders, but Rice and someone else as holding midfielders.
They had Trent there.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. That is perfect. I'm good with that. People are trying to push this agenda, and I don't know why. I don't rate Foden that well, as good as people are making him out to be. And people are doing everything and anything to get him to fit into this squad. Why are we trying to fit Foden into this squad? He's not even the best player. He's not the second best player in this squad. It's between Jude and Harry Kane for the best players in this squad. So why are we talking about Foden? We should put him here instead. Like, he's gonna make the difference maker. All I gotta say is Jude had the season of his life, and they're talking about moving him down into a center mid role when he's been a cam all season, providing and assisting and scoring for Real Madrid, like Real Madrid. And they're talking about putting him in the back seat and having Foden there. I'm like, no, dude. Why would you put Foden there? Anybody saying that, you are so dead wrong. I don't even want this guy starting, man. I feel like Palmer had a better season, and it's who can't perform on that City squad? They got depth at every position. They got crazy good players. But to perform at a declining Chelsea that's struggling for form and
They
struggling.
literally resurrected them from the dead, like.
Exactly. That, I feel, takes more skill. And I know a lot of his goals were pens, but he was out there, man. He was doing his thing. And I feel like they should play these guys instead. Saka was so good down that right wing. So the fact that they're talking about moving him or this or that, I'm like, dude, I'm like, I don't know if Palmer can play left wing, but I'm sure he can make it work. But I don't know,
If Jude wasn't the man of the match, Jude was not the man of the match for that game, I would have given it to Saka. Like,
yeah, for
everyone's
sure.
hating on Saka, but dude was putting in a shift. Like,
Exactly.
dude was literally the only reason they were actually getting chances created.
Exactly. And the first half they played so well, and the second half, I don't know what's going on, but they need to figure things out. Because I trust me, Gareth Southgate is trash. He's a horrible manager. And I don't know how he's still there. The only reason he's still there is because they made it to the semis in the World Cup, and then they made it to the finals in the Euro. So they're progressing. But if you're making it that far and you just aren't, you are not winning it, you just gotta move. You gotta walk away and go a different direction. But it's obviously the manager. Like, I remember I saw a thing that I didn't watch the game, but it was like that. In the second half, that everybody started falling back and Jude was getting mad. He's like, "What are you guys doing?" He's like, "Come on, like, push forward." Like, I don't know if they're trying to sit back, but I'm like, dude, you're up one goal against Serbia and you're sitting back. You need to be aggressive. You need to go for more goals. Like, they need to realize that goal difference is going to make a big difference in the end. So, like, let's say they don't score that many goals and other teams score more goals, or like they lose some games, they draw some games. The goal difference is going to be the big decider. And everybody's sitting back just trying to get the 3 points, and that's that. They're comfortable with that. And Jude, after season at Real Madrid, he's probably like, "Bro, what are you guys doing? Like, why would we stop attacking? Like, let's go for more." And it just wasn't it, man. I don't know what they're doing, but they need to figure something out quick, because if not, they're not gonna make it far in this tournament at all. You know, I'm just saying. But I would have had England winning. I'm sure you would have too, but yeah.
Yeah, so for my take on this, like, the first thing I saw whenever I was watching the game was the lineup too. I was not a fan of the lineup. I would have liked to see Palmer on the wing, like on the opposite end of Saka, wherever Saka decided to go. Like, if he was right, I think Palmer could have still played left. Doesn't matter. But I also do not rate Foden. Like, people need to get off of this dude's bandwagon and just let it go. Like, he is not going to be the player that you guys want him to be. And I feel like the quicker we realize that, the quicker England can progress, because I feel like if he stays there, it's just going to cause, like, a lot of chaos. Because I'm not going to lie, Kane had one of the worst games I've ever seen. I feel like dude barely touched the ball. Dude did not take a shot, like, on goal. And then with Foden, same thing. Like, the amount of times this dude
he did
the
nothing.
Same exact thing as Harry Kane, it was pissing me off. Like, I've never been mad watching a game like this, like how I was. Because, obviously, I have England, like, going super far, which is... We'll see if that changes very quickly whenever we do, after we do our group.
We do our knockout stage
predictions. Yeah, do our knockout tally. Like, once we actually do our real knockout predictions, that'll probably change for me based off how this game went. But dude was doing the same exact run as Harry Kane, and dude actually looked lost. Like, he was never on the wing where he was supposed to be. He was never on the outside of the box waiting for the ball whenever it's crossed. Like, dude was just clueless. And the fact that Palmer gets 0 minutes, even after half whenever Foden's like literally having one of the worst games, and you don't put in Palmer, that's actually like very concerning to me. Like, dude got 0 minutes, and their defense after half, I don't know what happened, but that thing was like shambolic. That thing needs to get. Guehi looked like concerning. Stones looks like literally dude had like cement on his feet. Like, dude was not moving at all. And like, even Trippier at times, like, I feel like he was doing good, but I don't know. I feel like
after the first half, they all started playing like shit.
Yeah, and dude's not meant to be a left back. Trippier needs to get out of the left back.
Yeah, position. Like, I was shocked they put him at left back. I was like, what?
Like, they need a true left back, because that dude was, he needs to be on the right. It was kind of, like, horrendous seeing, like, the performance he was putting back there. And once again, I don't blame him. I see, like, he's trying to adapt to a new role. But, like, their defense was not it. I wasn't happy with the role. I wasn't happy that Palmer didn't get minutes. And I'm shocked that after they scored the one, they turned so passive. But, I mean, the one thing I will say that, like, maybe could attest a little bit to England is they did get their 3 points, and Serbia was, they did have a five back, so I will give them that. Like, they were like defending like crazy. I mean, I feel like if they had a four back, they probably could have put up a little bit more goals, but I mean, it was not a pretty performance, I will tell you that. And I'll just leave it at that. I had them winning this game like 3-0 just because of my confidence in England, but I mean, hey man, it is what it is. It's the first game. Let's hope it was just a bad game on England's part, even though they still got their 3 points. But if it stays like this moving forward, it's going to be very tough. Very tough to keep them up there for myself.
Yeah, I agree with you on all that. Like, I don't know what happened or what, but Serbia have a lot of good players, like, on their in their 11 and then on the bench. So they have depth. They have more depth than most teams do. So they were unlucky. They literally missed so many chances. I think this is the game, right? Where they had a one-on-one with the goalie, and he tried to round the goalie? Or is this game, or is this another game?
No, this was this game, too.
I think there was a game where someone tried to round the goalie, and they shot, and, like, they tried to round the goalie, and the goalie stopped them instead of just shooting. I'm like, bro, just shoot. Why are you trying to ball roll the goalie? Like, what, this isn't FIFA. But,
This game, there was a lot of chances by Serbia that they missed.
Oh, yeah, that second half, they had their chance to pounce, and they couldn't convert to take advantage of England's mess up there, but they need to get it together, man. I don't know what's gonna happen with England, but they for sure, I don't know. I like Trent in the midfield. I'm not just saying that biasness because obviously I like Liverpool, but I feel like he's been needing to make that switch because he can defend and attack, but sometimes he's not so quick to drop back whenever he makes a run on the wing. So I feel like he can really flourish there. And I feel like he'll do good alongside Declan Rice. I do not want them to drop. I'm telling you right now, England fans, if you drop Jude down from the cam spot, you guys are getting knocked out really quick. Who's going to provide? Who's going to be there to assist all this stuff? I'm like, trust me, it's not going to be the same thing. Yeah. If not for Jude in that game, you guys would have drew 0-0. So I don't know why you would want to move the guy who scored the goal that won you the game. But, I mean, I don't know. They must know something I don't know. But, I mean, what do we know? We're just dumb Americans, right? So, I don't know. Yep. But, yeah, so enough of that one. So, okay, this next one, I was very disappointed. So, Ukraine would have had them to win over Romania. I know Romania won their group, and we're underestimating them heavily. But what made it harder and disappointing was that Lunin had two big mistakes, and I was like, bro, I'm like, you had such a great season, what's going on? He had two mistakes, and I'm like, he doesn't make mistakes like that. And he just I don't know if he got in his head or he got nervous, but like, he cost him the game, and he himself said so that it was his fault. Like, I'm proud of him for admitting it, but they should have won this game. Ukraine played so bad, they played so horribly. And, like, I'm not going to downplay Romania. Romania played so good, and Ukraine played so bad. So they both were on different spectrums. But Ukraine is underperforming like crazy. And they have good players on their squad, so there's no excuse for them to be losing 3-0 to Romania. Like, I know Romania is strong. I'm not going to count them out entirely. But Romania is one of the teams that you want to get somewhat of a result against. Yeah. So I don't know if they'll make it out of the group now. But, I mean, they got lucky that you know, that Belgium themselves through, you know, but But same. thoughts, yeah.
For me, I didn't expect Romania to win. I was kind of sad because obviously I wanted to cheer for my boy Mudryk. I was hoping
Yeah.
he got a goal or an assist, like any contribution. But I mean, props to Romania. I didn't expect them to score. Like you said, it was a lot of
And they were
like
all
Lunin.
bangers.
It was a lot of Lunin's fault, which kind of sucks because
Yep.
now it like even kind of like gets you thinking like, oh, did Real Madrid and then make the right decision with Courtois, which kind of like diminishes a little bit of Lunin, which
Right,
sucks.
I know
But
exactly.
on that side note, hopefully they do end up like performing because I mean, I feel like Ukraine's somewhat of a young team. Like they do have a lot of youth there, at least from what I remember, like seeing whenever I was seeing their team.
Yeah.
So I mean, hopefully they're able to bounce back and they don't get in each other's head because if they do, it I think it's a wraps for them, unfortunately. But hopefully they do end up putting a shift. But I did have this as a Ukraine, at least as a draw. I had this like a 1-1 or a
Did
1-0
you?
Ukraine.
I would have had a Ukraine like 2-0, honestly.
Yeah, I would have had like a Ukraine 1-0.
Yeah. I never go for draws because I feel like the what are the odds of draws? And I feel like draws are boring, so I never guess draws, honestly.
And good thing for this Euros, there has not been many
There's
draws.
only been, I think, one draw, which
Yep.
was the.
Slovenia, Denmark.
Yes, exactly that exact game. But yeah, so. But they got lucky they have a chance because Belgium threw. I watched the highlights of this. Belgium are so
Yeah, and that makes a certain.
horrible, man.
Yep.
I don't know what's going on, but they missed so many opportunities, and Lukaku scored two goals that were offside. I don't know what's going on, but Lukaku is just so trash, man. Like, I don't know how he went from the high, like how he came from that high season when he was at Inter. When they won
Yeah.
it, then his form fell off so hard. I don't understand what happened, but they're doing so bad, and I don't know what's gonna happen. But they should have won this game. Slovakia took advantage of their mistake, where they pretty much
Yeah.
gifted them the goal, and that's what makes it worse, this loss, because they lost the game themselves. Like, they gave the game away. They didn't lose it fair and square. They literally handed it to them
Yeah.
with the mistake, with an error that led them to the goal. And I still can't believe they left out Courtois, man. I guess there's some politics or there's some beef or something, because I think supposedly that Courtois took KDB's girlfriend or something. But I was like,
Yeah.
you can't let that get in the way because he's the best goalkeeper that you guys could have. And I mean, you gotta field the best 11. I don't know. Maybe I'm being a little biased, but I mean, he's the best goalkeeper they have, so
Yeah.
he should have been there. Like, if they want to let things like that get in the way of their tournament, then I mean, I don't know. But Belgium messed up, and this group is wide open now. We don't know what's gonna happen. No one expected Slovakia to beat Belgium, and I don't know
Yep.
if a lot of people expected the Romanian one. But yeah. But now the France one. Now, did you see that one, Brian?
The which one? The
The France
France,
and
Austria?
Austria.
I did actually. I watched like the first half of it, so I saw the own goal. I will say that one chance that Mbappe had where he missed
Bro,
had
I
me
see the
cringing
sitter.
so
Oh
hard.
my God.
That thing actually had me cringing and it made me question like just that one shot itself, it had me
Yeah.
question all of France like moving forward. Like the
Yeah.
literal like it was that bad. And if you have not watched it, I recommend you go watch the
No,
replay because
I
it'll make you
did. Trust
cringe.
me, it was so bad. I was like,
Yeah.
bro, how do you miss them? Like, are you
And with a
serious?
player like Mbappe, like you don't miss those. Like
Nah.
you make 99 out of 100. Like you don't miss, which is like sad. But honestly, I feel like they had a pity performance. But shout out to my boy Conte carrying this France team. I wish he was still with Chelsea because he literally still has it. Like, dude's him. And without him, I feel like if it wasn't for what's his face? Who was the dude next to, do you remember who was next to Saliba? Oh, Upamecano, I believe.
Yes, it is
Yes.
Upamecano.
If it wasn't for Upamecano and Conte, I feel like Saliba would have got destroyed, like flamed. This dude had one of his worst
Yeah.
games of all time. Dude looked atrocious, and they were literally like bailing him out because this easily could have like they easily could have scored so many goals.
Yeah.
But I mean, hey, it's just one game. I mean, I guess the positive for France is that they won. They somehow ended up getting the points, and Mbappe has a broken nose, and now, like, they said that he's going to keep playing with the mask, but I mean, who knows how comfortable that's going to be or how things are going to turn out. Luckily for him, it was a nose, and obviously, like, soccer players, they play with their feet. They don't really, like, obviously, when you have a broken feet or once you have a broken nose, you do kind of get scared of contact, and you kind of have that second resurgence in your head, but I'm sure he'll figure it out. I mean, he's Mbappe at the end of the day. Don't want to put too much pressure on him, but I mean, what is my pressure gonna do? Dude's
Yeah.
literally got the world on his like world against him already. So,
Pretty much, yeah.
but yeah, I feel like this was just like a bad performance from France. But even then, like one bad performance, they scraped a W. So I mean, they better figure out that defense because that thing was looking atrocious. And Mbappe keeps missing these goals. Like, oh my God, I don't know what's gonna happen, but. Yeah, your thoughts. Oh, and I would have had this game like easily like 4-0, 5-0.
Yeah, something like
So,
that. I agree for
but
sure.
it
Would
was
have thought France would have won.
4-0. And it was an own goal. They have not scored.
Yes,
They have not
exactly. So they
scored.
got bailed out.
Yep.
Yeah, so Deschamps is a fraud, and he's just like Gareth Southgate, where he'll play his favorites. He doesn't care. He likes someone, he'll play them no matter what, if they're the
Yep.
right fit or not. He played Antoine Griezmann as a
Yep.
center mid.
That he did.
Griezmann is not a center mid. He's a striker, a
Yep.
cam, at most maybe a winger. He used to be a winger back in the day at Sociedad. He is not a center mid. My guy
Yep.
does not play that role. Stop trying to force your favorite players into the squad just because you like him. You bench him, he
Yep.
will be on the bench. You play a center mid. The fact that
Yeah.
I'm not even mad that they didn't play Camavinga or Tchouaméni, it's just that they played Griezmann there. I'm like, that's the
No, they
biggest
could have even
insult
played
ever.
Zaire Emery. Zaire
I would have
Emery
been
is
okay with that.
yep. Yep.
It's
That
ridiculous.
is one thing that I noticed too. And it's just like, dude, at this point, like, there's so many better options than Griezmann. And no disrespect to Griezmann, but there
He
just
doesn't play
is. Like,
center mid. That's the whole
yeah.
point, you know?
Like, come on. What are they doing?
It's Deschamps, man. I'm telling you, he's a fraud. He needs to get fired so that they can bring in Zidane already, man. Let him take over. Let him take over. He wants to. He's going to. I'm like, Deschamps is a fraud. He got lucky once. I don't know if it'll happen again, but I didn't like that lineup, and then it took a while to make some changes, like significant changes. That Mbappe thing is very unfortunate, but at least we'll get to see him suit up as
Yeah.
a Ninja Turtle.
Yep. Literally. Hopefully he comes back and he actually has a Ninja Turtle mask. Like, hopefully he asks for a custom one. That would be
He
great.
tweeted out, he's like, "Does anybody have any ideas for masks?" And I was dying. I was like, "Ha."
You know what's one thing who I really would have liked to see play?
Oof.
Barcola. I really would have
Oh
liked
yeah.
to see him
Oh,
play.
see, that would've been a good shout.
Dude's been playing so good.
Yep, 100%.
I would have loved to see him on this team. Like,
For
no
sure.
disrespect to Giroud, but like, dude, why is
Nah,
Giroud still
bro.
getting minutes,
He
man?
the moment my guy signed to LA Galaxy, he would've been out the door. But see what I mean? Deschamps, 100%. He called him 'cause he likes Giroud. Why are you
Yeah.
gonna waste the spot on Giroud, bro?
Yeah, like whenever I seen Giroud go on, I was like, dude, there's no way. Like, no disrespect to Giroud. Yes,
Nah,
Giroud, the once upon a
I
time man was
full
great.
disrespect to Giroud. That guy's a bum.
Like, once upon a time, man was great, but dude, like, move on. Like, go to your new players. Like, plan for your future, too. Like, you guys got so much talent, and these guys, like, continue. They're literally, like, becoming like a Chile where they just play who they want to play. Like, just move on. Play who you actually think is going to be the best for your lineup. Put in proper subs, and, like, maybe you'll actually put in a performance. But no,
Yes.
these dudes are putting in their favorites, so. We'll see how that
Exactly,
ends up
man.
going for them.
We'll see, man, but it was just the bad decisions there from Deschamps, and I don't know what's gonna happen, but I would have France for sure winning, but more goals, already said that, but yeah, we'll see what
Definitely a team
happens.
to look at moving forward too.
Yes.
Because like if they put up another performance like that, hey, it's
They're not
not gonna
gonna,
look.
yeah, no, they're done. They're gonna be knocked out real quick.
Yep.
But yeah, Turkey, Georgia. I'm
Ooh, then we move up
so
to your
mad.
boy.
I was so mad I missed this game. This game was so good.
I watched this one.
Ah, you motherfucker. Lucky, lucky, lucky,
It was
lucky.
crazy.
Must be nice. I literally watched the highlights and I was like, bro, these highlights are so good. I can't imagine how good this game was. And I missed it, man. I haven't watched a single Euros game, man. I've been
Yeah.
working and I haven't been able to catch a single one. I can't even. I get so busy, I don't even get to catch the 12 o'clock games. Or the 12 o'clock
Yeah.
games are always trash.
Literally.
The good ones have been like the early morning ones or the mid
Yeah.
morning ones. Those are the ones that I can't catch. I can only catch the 12 o'clock ones, and they always end up being trash. So of course
Yeah.
I missed this one. I was upset. But Arda Güler is literally him.
Yeah,
He
let's just
is
say this dude deserves
Himothy.
minutes for Real Madrid. Like,
He
dude
will
deserves
get
minutes
some
for
more
him.
minutes for sure, but he scored a disgusting goal. That curler top bins,
Yup.
it was insane, man. They did so good.
And the contributions he was like giving too is like,
Yeah.
oh my God, dude was literally everywhere. Dude was the star of that game, and I'm calling it now. If they end up like somehow going pretty far, I wouldn't be surprised if they gave this dude like a player of the tournament or some shit
Yeah,
like that.
very true, honestly. But he played really good. Georgia
That's
played good too,
what I was
man.
at. Yeah.
It was very unfortunate that they lost, but I mean, Turkey just put up a good shift. But I would have went Turkey most likely myself, because
Yeah, I
they're
would have had Turkey
better
winning.
team. But Georgia put up a fight, man. I'm like, they're doing pretty good. We'll see how they go in the next couple months. I'm telling you, I feel like they can go through with the third place spot, but we'll
Yeah.
see what happens there. But Portugal, Czech Republic. So they had some disallowed goals here, and it was very
Yeah.
unfortunate. But Portugal was okay. People are blaming this on Ronaldo, bro. Ronaldo was literally facilitating.
Yeah.
Ronaldo wasn't being greedy. He was literally playing the role of a team captain. He was out there trying to find other players, if anything.
Yeah.
And his players were throwing, man. I mean, I feel like Leao didn't do anything all game.
Yeah.
And then Vitinha missed that freaking sitter where Ronaldo gave him that back heel like assist that would have
Yeah.
had them go up 1-0. I don't know how he missed that. I'm shocked, but all these guys are playing so trash, man. I'm like,
I
they're
will say, I feel like one thing with this team is that they're set up wrong. Like, I feel like what I did notice, because I did watch this game, I feel like with this game, well, first of all, Bernardo Silva and Bruno had one of the worst games of all time. If it
Yes.
wasn't for Vitinha belling them both out, like, oh my God, they would have literally had a great day by everybody hating on them, because they had one of the most atrocious games, both of them. And if they don't turn it up, it's going to be bad for Portugal. But I will say, I feel like they had Ronaldo playing the wrong role, because if you like really like watch the game, a lot of the times they had Ronaldo coming back to the ball and like him trying to create like his own chances, but like you need to just give him the ball to shoot and score.
Yeah.
Literally, that's where he plays best. If you have him always coming back to the ball, you're never gonna like win. If you're gonna do that, put in what's his face, Cancelo, what's his face,
Oh, Gonzalo Ramos.
yeah. If you're gonna have someone coming back to the ball, throw that dude in, because you're just doing a disjustice to Ronaldo by having him create chances, especially at the age. Yes, he's Ronaldo, but he's not the same player he was before. So
Yeah.
we need to remember that, and we need to stop trying to let him carry our team and like being like, oh yeah, he's gonna carry us to this. No, like set him up for success. Keep in mind the age, and like give him like good opportunities. Because at the same time, a lot of people are like shitting on Ronaldo, saying like how he didn't have the performance and this and that. But I'm like, dude, they were not playing him how he should be played. And like
Yes.
they're kind of like setting dude up for failure, which is sad to see, because you don't want to see that. And Leao and Bernardo Silva and like
I forgot Bernardo Silva was
Fernandez.
on the pitch.
Yeah, all these dudes who are supposed to be setting him up were ghosts. So like,
Yeah.
oh my God, it was just a horrible performance, I think, in my opinion. And I had
Yeah.
like Portugal doing very good, probably like a 3-0 type of game, three
Yes, I
one, but I
agree.
mean, yeah, I think it was very sad. But I mean, hey man, they got their points. I feel like, I don't know, there's just like so much that I feel like could be different from this team, but
For
we'll see.
sure. But like I said, I feel like I don't know why they're trying to find, like, as they're saying that they're trying to find Ronaldo, but I feel like Ronaldo's trying to find them. So I feel
Yeah.
like I don't know what's going on there. They need to just play as a unit, as a team, because Ronaldo's not playing selfishly. Like, I watched that game
Yeah, he's
highlights
not.
and playing very like he was playing like a teammate. He was trying to find the players into a better position, try to have them, you know, to try and score. So I feel like these other guys are the ones that are being selfish, I'm telling you. Like, I don't know.
No, definitely. There's a lot of egos on this team. There's a lot.
Oh yeah.
And I will say, oh my god, after, I don't know if you've seen the clip already, if Ronaldo like rubbing it in once they scored the last minute goal to the
goal. Oh yeah, I saw that.
Oh my god, dude, that thing had me like livid. I'm just like, dude, please don't give people
the reasons to talk shit. I know. I was like, bro, what are you doing? Dude,
a player, man, just celebrate.
It was the passion, man.
Yeah, people say the passion, but that's the same shit whenever, yeah. I forgot who else did that. But basically, like, dude, like, don't give people reasons to hate you. Just celebrate with your team, move on. You know the game's basically over when you score at that point. Like, dude, just go. Why? Like, why do these dumb decisions? But anyways, that's just one thing that I remembered right now.
Exactly.
Like, this is the things that Portugal does that gets people, like, livid, and I'm just like...
Yeah, you're like, what's going on, man?
Yeah, but...
But, yeah, so, yeah, that's round one in the bag, so we're gonna quickly give our prediction for round two, and then we're gonna...
I was like, yeah, let's do our predictions real quick.
Yeah, we'll just round it off there. So, I would have had Croatia beating Albania, but obviously they fumbled, so they drew 2-2. Yep. I'm pretty sure you would have too. I put Germany. Yep. I would have had Germany beating Hungary as well.
Same as well.
Probably more goals, but yeah, 2-0. They ended up winning.
Same as well.
So yeah, Switzerland, Scotland. Since I had advocated for Scotland, I would have had Scotland to win it like 1-0, but they ended up tying 1-1.
Yep, I also advocated for Scotland, so I would have had them. I actually would.
No,
have
no,
had
you
like
went Switzerland 2, Scotland 3.
Did I?
I can't remember, but I feel like you went Switzerland 2 and then Scotland
3. I might have gone Switzerland 2, but in my heart, I wanted to do Scotland.
Yes, that's right. But
I think I switched like last bit.
This group is still wide open. There's still a chance.
I would have liked to see Scotland win, and Scott McSauce scored too.
He's not back yet. I don't know if he'll be back.
He scored.
Oh, he's on the score? I didn't watch this one. I thought he was going to be out for a while.
No, he played.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
And he scored already. Yep.
Nice. See, he gels on this team, man. He's the the driving
literally
force.
Dude. But yeah, I would have had Scotland winning.
Yeah. Well.
So then our Slovenia Serbia.
Oof.
I know. Based on how Slovenia played, I don't know.
I'm gonna go Serbia, man. Serbia is just really good, but I'm gonna say like 1-0. It's gonna be close. I'm gonna go 1-0, Serbia.
You know what? I'm going to give it to Slovenia.
Okay.
I'm just going to be that guy and just give it to them. Based off the like performance that they just put up, and I'm going to do the same thing 1-0.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. I mean, it could go either way. Slovenia did very good against Denmark to get a draw. They almost got a win, but they still got a draw. For England, Denmark, I feel England, it just depends what England shows up. If it's that England that was in that first half of the previous game, they're going to win like 3-4-0. If not, they're going to scrape by a 1-0 win. I'm going to go 3-0 England to beat Denmark. I feel like they'll find their form and the rhythm, and then Gareth Southgate will finally put the pieces together, because he needs to see it as, if he doesn't win this, he's going to get fired.
Yep, literally. I'm going to give it 4-1. I feel like they're going to start off very strong, and then they're going to end up giving a goal, but I feel like this time they have to make up for what the last game that they just put up.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're going to be a lot more attacking, and I think they'll put up a lot of goals.
Okay, that's fair. We'll see how that goes. Okay, so Spain, Italy. I feel like Italy are frauds, and they got lucky against Albania. So I'm going to go 3-0 Spain.
Nice. I'm actually, like, as confident as I am with Spain and as confident as I am to like go with you, I'm gonna go Italy because I had them higher in my predictions, so I need them to clutch up. Hopefully they put in a shift, but I honestly think regardless, I feel like it'll be 2-0 either or, but I'm gonna go Italy in this case, so I'll put like a 2-1 because I feel like Spain will score, but I feel like wins it'll be like a 2-0. But yeah, I'll go Italy, 2-1.
Yeah, Spain were looking really good. Like, I know, like I said, I keep shitting on them because of their Barca PR, but I mean, they performed really good, so I'm like, it's kind of hard to ignore at that point.
They are playing really good, and that's why I want to go for them, but I had Italy, so I was like, Italy.
Yeah, I mean, they're still a pretty good team. They got a good squad, so, but yeah. All right, so Slovakia, Ukraine. I'm going to say that Ukraine had a bad game, and they're going to turn it around, and they're going to win this game 2-0 against Slovakia. That's my guess.
My guess is also Ukraine. I think it'll be 1-0, but I feel like they will have a turnaround, and hopefully this is true, because I can easily see Slovakia pulling this out.
Yeah, because they had a good game last time, so if Ukraine doesn't take advantage here, then I think it's done.
It's over for their tournament, yep.
It's done. But yeah, because they still have to play Belgium, so if they don't get a result here, I don't know what's going to happen. But all right. And then Austria, Poland. Of course, like I said, I feel like Poland is a one-trick pony, and they're not even playing their one-trick pony, so I'm going Austria. And they had a pretty good showing out, so I'm going to go 3-1.
Ooh, I'll go Poland. I'll go Poland 2-0.
Okay.
Here versus Austria.
We'll see how that goes. All right, Netherlands, France.
A good one now.
France, I feel they played bad, and Netherlands, I feel like they played good. Honestly...
Wait. Hold on, is Mbappe playing this game? Do you have word or no?
I'm hearing that they're going to rest him until the knockouts, but I don't think they can afford to do that. It's looking like he's not going to play, but it just depends. If they replace him with Giroud, no, they need to just play. How about they play Griezmann where he belongs, up top?
Yeah.
How about they do that?
Or Barcola some minutes. Give Barcola some minutes.
He's not a striker, though. He's a winger.
I know, but he can play striker too.
Yeah. You know what? He's
played striker.
He's a pacey guy. Let's pace abuse. Let's play some FIFA 24 up in here, sir.
Literally.
Let's abuse pace. Yeah. You know what? But it's tough, man. I don't know what's gonna happen here, but I want to go a draw here. You know, but I don't like. I hate predicting draws, so I'm gonna say 1-0 France.
Nice. I'm going to go 1-0 Netherlands.
Yeah, I mean, it could go either way, like I said. It can go either way.
Yeah, I'm going Netherlands just strict off the fact. If Mbappe's not playing, I feel like it'll definitely, like, you'll see a difference.
Yeah, for sure.
Not that he scored a bunch of goals in the first game, but I feel like that was just a bad game in general.
Yeah, for sure.
But I feel like, I don't know, that first game kind of scared me a little bit, and Netherlands still looks pretty good, so I'll have them with the 1-0.
Oh, okay. But that's fair. All right, so Czech and Georgia, 100%. I'm going 2-0 Georgia.
Yep. I'll go 3-0 Georgia.
Nice.
I'm also with you on that one.
Okay, Portugal, Turkey. This one's hard, man, because Turkey balled out. I don't like draws, but I'm going to go 2-2.
I'm going to go 2-1 Turkey. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to win Turkey. After that first game, like, I'm excited for this game. I'm actually, like, I'm going to watch this game. I will find a way to watch it. It's going to be a really good
game. This is on Saturday, man. I'm tuning into all these games. I'm getting up to watch these games. Well, maybe not the Georgia game, but for sure the Turkey-Portugal game.
What about the Georgia?
I'm not waking up at 6 a.m. to watch Georgia play Czech. I'm sorry. Yeah. Hope you guys pull it out, but I'm not waking up at 6 a.m. for that.
Dang.
But yes, Portugal, Turkey, I want to go 2-2, man. I just can't pick a side, and Portugal has their ups and downs, and Turkey's just looking up, so I'm just going to go 2-2 there. But I feel like Turkey can easily win this if they really play their cards right.
Yeah.
And then I normally wouldn't do this since I said Belgium is going to end second, but Belgium played so bad, and Romania played so good. I'm going to go 1-0 Romania.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with my gun and just... I don't want to go Belgium, but I had them topping the group, so I'm just going to keep them.
We just got to admit we're wrong sometimes. This is the reason why I didn't put Belgium to top the group, because they're known to bottle. They've been bottling everything since, I think, 2010 or 2014. They've been the dark horse forever, every tournament, for the longest. Their generation, their golden generation came and went, and they never won anything. They never made it far. So they're just known as serial bottlers. So I was like, nah, I can't put them first. But the rest of the group didn't look strong, but Romania shocked me and everybody else. So I feel like Romania will do it.
I'll just have Belgium win a 1-0 game, but I could easily see Romania actually closing out the group for themselves on this one.
Yeah, I'm just gonna.
They could easily win the group too.
They could, honestly. I'm just gonna admit my wrong, and I Romania, I was not familiar with your game, but
yeah,
I will give it to Romania to pull this out 1-0. So and most likely win the group. But yeah, so yeah. But yeah, so that is our round two predictions, and we will come back to this and see how we did and how that went. But yeah, so we're going to end it there. Thank you very much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Let us know what you think of our analysis of the round one. What do you think of our picks for round two? Who do you think is going to win it? Do you see any change? For everybody's predictions, like, are you guys changing your minds now as, like, everybody played at least one round, one game's worth? It feels like any, like, I know this is, like, cliche, but I feel like it's anyone's tournament. There's a lot of good teams that are fumbling. There's a lot of small teams that are capitalizing, and that's all that it takes, you know?
Let's just say that the home field advantage is helping out, though.
I told you it would help out too because Germany is balling. They're balling, man. And I had a feeling too. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't expect them to be pulling out results like this, but I knew that they would make it far. So it's not looking so crazy that I picked Germany to win it all now.
Yep, it actually is not crazy. You're sounding like a genius.
I feel like a lot of people had them winning it, especially with like Tony Cruz's last tournament. And stuff, so we'll see what happens. I hope they win it for Tony Cruz's sake, and that we can win the Ballon d'Or. That'd be a great way to go out. I'd love that. But But yeah, so thank you very much, guys. We really appreciate it. Be sure to follow us everywhere. And once again, Brian, what do we tell these nice people? If they made it to this point, what does that mean?
They should give us a 5-star rating. They should subscribe, like, comment, anything.
Follow, yes, depending. Yep, if you're not on YouTube. Yeah, if you made it to this far, that means you enjoyed it. Because who's going to listen to an hour and a half if you don't like it?
Literally.
Just
do yourself a solid so you can tune into the next episode as well and be alerted.
Yes, exactly. So, notifications on. We upload. We're going to, right now, we both have our moments where we get busy, but we will be uploading this weekly.
Yep.
But yeah, so let us know your thoughts, your takes, and what do you think is going to happen. But yeah, so thank you very much once again, and we hope to see you guys next time.
See you guys.
Bye.